Words are bullets in politics, and the federal opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull is being criticised for firing one shot too many, with his accusation that the Prime Minister is hyping the financial crisis. The government has responded by launching an assault on Mr Turnbull over his language, but far from backing down, the opposition leader is intensifying his attack, saying Mr Rudd's choice of words is creating anxiety in the community. In Canberra, Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis reports.
The Prime Minister has been using the language of national security and defence in the debate over the financial crisis. He's called the $10 billion economic rescue package the economic security strategy and has talked about deploying the surplus. Malcolm Turnbull's restricted his language to just one arm of the services.
The Prime Minister has said we are in a rolling national security crisis. What I have said is we are in a storm, we will get wet, but we won't sink.
But his suggestion yesterday that Kevin Rudd has hyped up the financial crisis and tried to present himself as a wartime Prime Minister was being shot down this morning by Labor MPs. One, Damien Hale, was prone to a touch of the nautical himself.
He flips and flops around like a barramundi on a boat ram up in the Northern Territory.
Out of touch with voters is how Labor is painting Mr Turnbull. Ordinary voters who, according to Labor's Amanda Rishworth, are already up in arms about the opposition leader's claim.
It was quite disappointing, I think, and quite perplexing to many people in my electorate that Malcolm Turnbull came over and said that this global credit crunch was overhyped, and I think clearly he is out of touch and not listening to people that are concerned about things like their superannuation, concerned about their future, and are feeling quite nervous in these uncertain economic times.
But Mr Turnbull's troops, including frontbenchers Andrew Robb and Andrew Southcott, were coming to his defence, accusing the government of trying to stifle debate.
We are spending half the surplus in one hit. Now, that needs to be discussed, it needs to be examined, at least it needs to be on the table for an open debate. It shouldn't be, as the government is trying to do, expunge any criticism, any discussion, any debate of the initiatives that are being taken.
What Malcolm Turnbull has said is that it is a serious financial crisis, but we are not at war. Wayne Swan needs to get the tin hat and the bayonet off. We are not at war, it is a serious financial crisis.
The man himself was standing by his language and taking it further, telling Radio National Kevin Rudd's choice of words has made people more anxious rather than confident.
Is it calculated to maintain confidence in the Australian community and the Australian economy to compare this financial crisis to, and I quote, a rolling national security crisis, by using that type of language to evoke memories of 9/11, of terrorism, of wars. I have to say, moving through the community and in particular talking to small businesses last week in Sydney, there was considerable anxiety caused by some of the Prime Minister's language.
The latest opinion poll will have the Prime Minister feeling confident. The Nielsen survey in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age shows 76% support for Mr Rudd's handling of the crisis and for the economic stimulus package. Mr Rudd himself is doing well with a 71% approval rate. Malcolm Turnbull's getting a bit of a pat on the back from voters as well, with his approval up 10% to 55%. Perhaps a little comfort for him as the government takes him to task for his response to the package. But the political sparring over language will prove just a sideshow as the real pain from the financial crisis begins to spread. The National Australia Bank is predicting economic growth could slow to a crawl and unemployment could rise to 6% by the end of next year at a cost of 200,000 jobs. Labor backbencher Doug Cameron, a former senior union official, says it will be important for the government to look after people as unemployment rises.
And the government's looking at what we can do to make sure that everyone gets looked after in this economy. It's about time that we looked at not just the market, but society as well. It's very important that society gets looked after in this current situation.
Liberal frontbencher Tony Abbott is already working on the words the opposition will use if things turn bad.
It's not what Kevin Rudd says now that matters. It's what his policies produce in 18 months' time. And if Australia does slide into a recession, and let's hope we can avoid it, people will judge Kevin Rudd very harshly, particularly given the economic inheritance that he's had.
Opposition frontbencher Tony Abbott, ending that report by Lyndall Curtis.